Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Alistair, I know if I say this, you're going to be distracted the whole podcast, okay? But anyway, I'm just letting you know that up top, that later on I've got a bit of a scoop about how you can get a special offer worth $13, okay?
Wow.
From it's from a shaving company, okay? And their name, it rhymes with Harry Shavers.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give any more away because I know that you're somebody who's distracted by the opposite of suspense. You know, like a lot of people, if they got something hanging over them that they don't know the answer to, that you know, eats away at their brain, right?
Yeah.
But you're the opposite.
Absolutely, right? I can't know anything in full.
Yeah,
because or else it'll eat away at me.
It'll eat away at you. All spoilers.
Yeah.
Man, they eat away at you.
Yeah. So.
And so does watching a movie in full.
Absolutely, I have to always pull out.
Is this a good riff?
It's a great riff.
Is this what constitutes good conversation?
Yeah. Are we going into the podcast now?
A boom, boom, ba-da-ba-dum, boom, ba-da. Oh, it's Harry's razors. Harry's shavers. Harry's, they're the...
Should we start again?
No, this is good.
Okay.
A boom, boom, ba-da-ba-dum, boom, ba-ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, boom, boom. Boom, ba-dum, boom, 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 boom. Bump, 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 bump.
Hello and welcome to Two in the Think Tank, the podcast where we come up with five sketch ideas. I'm Andy.
And I'm really Andy.
Yeah, and I'm really Alistair. George William Trombley Birchall. Thank you very much for listening and for being you. You know, no one can be you better than you unless cloning begins. And then you could meet somebody who's better at being you than you.
I think a good way to get ahead of that, right, is to start naming your kids, like, instead of calling them Andy Matthews, you'd call them real Andy Matthews. Like on Twitter, how we can tell if somebody's account is really the real account, if they've got the word real in front of their account.
Or give your kid a blue tick.
There you go.
Tattoo your kid.
Yeah. I don't know if the Department of Births, Deaths and Marriages, fuck, that must be a roller coaster working there.
Oh, man. I don't even know like how we truly identify people.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's so, you know, sure.
DNA?
You look at a photo, you look at the person, any person can look like any photo.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty much.
That was in Gattaca. Like when they made, Ethan Hawke look like Jude Law? I was like, that's amazing. They just take the photo from a certain angle.
Wow.
Yeah. It was uncanny.
Yeah. Right. So wait. They made Jude Law look like Ethan Hawke.
They made him look like a photo of... No, they made Ethan Hawke look like a photo of Jude Law.
That's good.
It was so good.
That was one of the many good things about that movie. The fact that he was always scraping off his DNA, you know, scraping off those dead skin
cells. Scraping off that little vacuum cleaner he used for his keyboard to get all the skin cells out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Anything to do with skin cells was great in that movie. And then the fact that it was like, it's exactly the right kind of movie to get, to become part of like the year 11 English curriculum.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Cause you got to get that market.
Yeah, because those are fun movies, or else before that you're just reading Shakespeare.
Yeah.
You want something that's a bit action, a bit sci-fi.
Yeah.
And
issues, there's some issues in there, but they're not too deep.
Exactly. Right. A bit of philosophy.
Yeah, a little bit of philosophy, but like you can understand it if you're a year 11 kid.
Can you make sci-fi with no philosophy in it whatsoever?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So like...
It's sci-fi without the philosophy.
Yeah. I think there's a market for that. I mean...
It doesn't raise any questions about where we are headed as a species.
Is the Bourne Identity that kind of thing? like with the whole Bourne franchise, where you can essentially wipe out somebody, wipe someone's memory.
Right.
And sort of make them a super spy.
This is raising a lot of questions for me. Oh. I don't like it.
No? Is it
The only question that a movie should raise is, am I currently watching this movie? And the answer should clearly be yes.
Yeah, if there's too many long black screens.
Exactly. Those fade outs?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I was confronting all sorts of existential issues during the transitions, and I didn't like it.
You know, with movies, you get credits at the end.
Yes.
Right? But many people work on everything,
mm.
but they don't get credited.
Okay.
So, like, what is it with films that everybody gets to have their name seen at the end,
yep. right?
But what with cars, you never see the names of any of the people that worked on it.
What about this? The credit sequence at the end of a movie, mm. right? But instead of credits, it's just an explanation of what happened in case you were confused. Like, it clarifies. If you're going to have text on screen, mm. use it to explain the plot. Anyway, what were you thinking about while I was talking?
Well, I was still thinking about my idea.
Yeah, great. You yeah. go.
Which was like, let's say in a car, you lift the boot and inside the boot is just got all the names of the people who worked on it.
Okay, that's not bad.
You would somebody who would be involved in casting?
The die casting of the aluminium manifold cover, absolutely.
That's right.
You'd probably have a best boy, just like on a purely, I mean, it'd be subjective.
Best boy?
Yeah, best boy, that's a role on the... On a film set.
Really?
Have you never seen Best Boy in
never
the credits?
Never seen Best Boy.
Have you not sat through a single credit of a single film?
Andy, I don't value my time in the way that you do.
Oh, I value it.
Yeah.
And the way that I show that I value it
mm-hmm.
is by throwing it away like it's nothing. I would put the credits for a car on the mud flap, surely. Not that but many cars
the,
have
inside of the boot in that part that's often just whole. It's like they didn't even finish it.
Right.
You know, there's that.
Yeah, you're right.
There's there's parts in the back of the car there where they've sort of said just good enough.
Yeah.
There's lots of holes that look inside the metal.
Mm. What about just a bunch of extruded tin? Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Mm.
Kind of quite sharp edges.
Yeah. Don't even finish the spray painting.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Kind of stuff. All in there where the spare wheel is.
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
A bunch of lumpy bumps and...
It's like if the, if Nabokov,
mm.
when he wrote his novels... Mm,
Nabokov, yeah. Oh, I know. I'm going to get this reference.
Lolita, he wrote Lolita?
Oh, yeah.
Vladimir, I believe, maybe. Mm. Anyway.
Lolita Vladimir. Remember it well.
If in the last few pages, they were just sort of like... early drafts.
Yeah.
Just in the back there like that. He goes, you don't need to finish it here. Thing like that. Forget yeah. it.
To be honest, though, if mm. you were to do that in a novel, you would leave the bad bits right in the middle, I reckon. Like, yeah. not at the very end. Because yeah. sometimes people will flip to the back and read that if they want to know how it ends. It's probably, yeah, you'd be able to calculate where people sort of start to tune out. And then you could just... pad that out.
So is where the spare tire is in a car the middle of the novel of the car?
Exactly. okay, any of this a sketch idea?
Well, the idea of credits being on something else
yeah,
other than...
Yeah, okay, that's a thing.
But I don't...
credits on a car.
But, it doesn't have to be on a car. It could be on a pen.
Mm.
Could be...
A pen, yeah.
Could be on a...
That's tricky. You have to make the pen a lot bigger.
What about everybody's back is all credits for all the people who... were involved in the making of you.
Yes.
I mean, essentially, good. That's what your DNA is.
It is. It is. It's a credit sequence.
Yeah. DNA sequence.
Yeah, and when we sequenced the human genome, mm. that was the first time anybody had read the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder who the best boy is. Anyway.
Probably your dad or you.
Well, if it truly is the ascent of man.
Yeah.
And we are... evolving upwards, mm. then yes.
But there's me. But would you be in your own credits? I don't think that's possible.
Well.
They don't put in the credits, and Gattaca. Gattaca worked on this film.
That's funny that we should come back to this, because Gattaca
mm.
is made from the letters that are in the human nucleotide of our DNA, the GATTACA.
Yeah, right.
Those are all... different nucleotides on the DNA.
Nucleotides.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Look, I think credit sequence for something else is good. I think possibly maybe a meal would be interesting.
Yeah.
Because that still has the element of you have to sit through it.
Or walk out on it.
Or walk out on it. Yeah. So
be a good way for like for restaurants to kind of, you know, clear out tables.
Yeah.
They start getting you to watch the credits and you're like.
But then maybe they bring out, sometimes they bring out a little hors d'oeuvre during the credits. So a lot of people sit around to taste the hors d'oeuvre.
Like an appetizer for another movie.
Like an entree for another meal.
Oh, so like before the meal or after the meal?
After the meal, there's an entree for another meal, which makes you want to have the other meal.
Yeah.
Or another smorgasbord, another banquet.
I mean, this feels like a YouTube video. Yeah. What if dining was more like going to the movies?
Mm.
But then you would have to. I think you would have to put the appetizers for other meals at the beginning.
Do you think everyone would stand up and applaud when they brought out the chips? It's like an old favorite that you're just happy to see has made it into the meal.
Sort of like Kramer.
Yeah.
It's like the Kramer. And Kramer is sort of the...
the chips.
Is the chips the of the combo. obviously, Jerry's the burger.
Oh.
Elaine would be the drink.
Yeah, I think the milkshake.
But George is important, but I don't have anything good for him right now.
So he's out.
Is he the ice cream? I guess he would be like, he's sort of a...
this meal has an ice cream and a milkshake?
Did I say milkshake?
I said milkshake. Yeah, you weren't listening.
I meant just Coke, like a Cokey drink. George is the dessert because he's what you're really looking forward to.
Oh, but I didn't enjoy George. I think a lot of people don't enjoy George for quite a long time.
And a lot of people don't enjoy dessert.
Oh, really?
I think so. There's got to be some people. People with sensitive teeth.
That's the stupid thing, right? That's the stupid thing, Alistair. There's so many people that you can... That you can say dumb stuff like you just said, and then you can say, well, there's got to be some people, because there's so many people, there's billions of people that you can say, a lot of people don't wear shoes. And you're right, just because there's so many people that there's bound to be a bunch of people who don't wear shoes.
Okay? Yeah, what you're finding out is that there's just more points of view than just yours.
Yeah, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not interested in minorities.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
It's crazy to say that.
out loud on a podcast. even as a joke, it's even as a joke in this day and age, it's just something that people will clip.
but Alistair, come on. Firstly, no one cares about me, so no one's going to clip it.
Yeah.
Secondly, the referring to minorities is such a... If I just say the word minorities...
Yeah.
I'm covering all minorities.
Every single one.
That adds up to a majority.
Even maybe...
I
mean, look, even the minorities that you're a part of, people who hate minorities.
Yeah, exactly. For example. All right. I reckon everybody's part of a minority. And minorities are...
The majority.
The majority. And that's why we're really oppressed by them.
We're the real oppressed ones. If dining was more like cinema.
Cinema. Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, geez, I can just see that text, half of it above a square Facebook video, half of it below.
We'll sell it to College Humor.
College Humor.
This is exactly... Eh?
Are they still around?
I think so.
Probably, right?
I don't know. Like, what are they?
I wonder what their business model is.
I think a lot of business models like those kind of companies got ruined a little bit by Facebook.
Yeah, because
then the traffic... wasn't going to their websites.
Which is where they sell the advertising.
Yeah. I think what that one happened with, what's the Kraken? Cracked? Cracked. I think Crack got fucked.
Really?
By Facebook.
Is there something, Alistair, in like the accounts department or whatever, or just some really office-like...
Mm.
Boring employment type role in a corporation or in a company like, for example, I imagine the Jackass guys have got.
Yeah.
Right? So Jackass makes the Jackass movies.
Yeah.
But ultimately, at some point, they're a company and they almost certainly have an account or whatever.
Yeah.
And what's it like to be that person in that organization?
Sort of just having to have a conversation about we're going to need a sort of like a butt wound doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, a porta potty.
Yeah.
You know, I need 10,000 dildos.
Yeah, for like a, you know, for like a, like a, I don't know, some kind of dildo matador suit that you're making because you're fighting a bull just as a Spanish dildo wearing guy.
Yeah. No, you got a suit that's covered in buttholes and vaginas.
Oh, yeah. And then,
you and put, then you've put dildos, put on the horns of the bull.
Yeah.
And
then the bull's got to penetrate your buttholes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but talking about that in a really serious way in a business meeting.
Yeah, I mean, look,
like they got to go to the bank, or like are they having a meeting with the bank or something? Or, but I want to like you want to really drill down into the finances of it, like of how can you justify why this many dildos? Like if someone was worried, maybe that there was. Within the corporation, money was going astray, so they had an audit and they had to justify all of those types of expenses. Is that a?
Yeah, I think even just being present for some of the idea stuff. I think that does make sense. That there is something funny there where Jackass is not exactly in the zeitgeist now.
Yeah, all right. But there are, I'm sure if I tried.
The Dudesons.
I mean, they're probably not in the zeitgeist.
They're not in the zeitgeist. Is that Japanese group that where the one guy sucks shit out of the ass of a rat?
Wow. That is. These groups have really.
Yeah.
Shit's escalated, hasn't it? Like, it must be so hard.
Well, this was at least 10 years ago. So shit's escalated and then, I guess.
So they were sucking shit out of the ass of a rat.
Yeah.
10 years ago. Yeah. So we don't even know what they're doing now.
The stuff is so bad, it can't even be broadcast anymore.
Can you just suck shit out of the ass of a rat? Like.
Well, he was making it seem like. Look, I don't think I ever watched it in full, but that's what I heard was
and
happening.
And this was a group?
Yeah, I think it was a Japanese group of some sort, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, one of them, that was his special powers. They're kind of like the Ninja Turtles, I guess, but of like, you know, disgusting pranks. And things like that, like them or the Dudesons or like Jackass. They throw darts at each other and they land into each other's bodies and that's fun. Steve-O, you know, cuts himself or whatever. Or,
yeah.
You know, jumps and hits his head.
Is there a comedy to be had from the more like what those guys, how their career can evolve as they become older? Like a lot of artists, and they are artists.
Absolutely.
As their careers progress, come up with, you know, they have to keep innovating, or a lot of the time maybe they go back and revisit their early work in some form, or they. Like Bob Dylan, and I don't think I'm the first person to mention in the same breath.
Bob Dylan and Johnny Knoxville.
Exactly. He spends a lot of time now revisiting the music that inspired him and doing covers and versions of, you know, Frank Sinatra and then like much older folk standards as well, right? So where does Steve-O, Bam... Is Bam the one that died? No.
I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Right.
I think maybe a couple of them are dead now.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. did Wee Man die or Big Guy, the big fat guy? I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's not.
Anyway, rest in peace, all the lot of them.
All the Jackasses.
Yeah. Yeah, just that latest stage
of
their
career.
So.
I think if we were to transpose the idea of a Jackass performing artist, even if you were to look at them as a group and they matured together and you transpose them onto Bob Dylan's career.
Yes, okay.
So perfect. So then at some point they go into their Christian phase.
Yeah, they're right. Really. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, but that would work. They'd be great at all that Passion of the Christ stuff and they're getting whipped and that sort of thing.
Whipped and you know, having people throw them to the ground and get demons taken out of them.
And that sort of thing. But like the and their original fans would be alienated by it.
Mm.
But they would find a whole new group of fans who were like really would respect their way in which they were willing to throw themselves into that.
Yeah.
You know. And you know, and then also they get tipped upside down in a porta potty.
Exactly.
Full of shit.
Yeah. So I think that's nice. And if it's not, if it isn't this idea, to simplify it, we could just do a Jackass type group that is a Christian group.
Yes. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Punched in the nuts for Christ.
Yeah. So, so like, what is a prank group that is like, you know, an extreme prank group, but a Christian prank group?
I mean, yeah, like I saw an episode of Jackass in which I believe he stapled his balls to his leg.
Oh my God.
I mean, and what is that if not like a reference to the crucifixion?
That's right. And what's the thing where you don't have sex?
Chastity?
Chastity. It feels like it's a sort of a makeshift chastity belt. The idea that you can't pull your bag away from your leg would suggest that you probably can't go using the top part. And it's an anti-masturbation device and kind of things like that.
Yeah. Can we put audit of the jackass expenses or as a separate sketch, or will you brook no separation of our and I keep saying jackass because I'm very current, but you know, obviously we make up our own group, and obviously we do it in such a way that it doesn't feel like the kind of reference that I'm pretty sure I saw the Chaser do in like 2001.
What was it?
They had a thing called Lame Ass. That was the first thing when they did CNN and N.
Yeah.
Chaz had little sketches inside it called Lame Ass, where he just did lame stunts.
And there we go. Hi, I'm Chaz from Lame Ass, and today I'm getting hit in the head with
the basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. That was it. But a lot funnier, Al. And it was even more funny because it was in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Oh, see, do you think that if you had a time machine, right, would you use it to go back and just be part of the zeitgeist? If you had a time machine, because a lot of people say they'd go back and, like, you know, invest in Google in 1996.
Yeah.
Right? But also, you could go back to 2000.
To 2000 and be the first person to bring back the trucker hat.
Yeah. Because you're not just investing in, because money's not important, right? But looking cool is very important.
Absolutely, yeah. And that could lead to money. You know, you could get some kind of deal, or, you know, you're at the forefront. Maybe you could at some point get paid to make appearances at nightclubs.
Yeah, this will become money.
Yeah. I mean, everything can become money, just being so ahead of your time and trends.
Although the problem is, do you actually want to be ahead of your time? Because I reckon whoever the first person is, they probably still cop some shit, right?
I know, but if you knew, like, you know, if you knew exactly what trends, let's say Estee Lauder was going to... Is Estee Lauder fashion, or are they
makeup?
Okay. If you knew what trends, you know, Calvin Klein...
Hey, good
Tommy
one.
...Tommy Hilfiger, yes. And your
Polo Ralph Lauren.
Your Donatella Versace's were planning, you know. What if you started wearing essentially their spring collection?
Great.
You know, sort of late winter.
What a power play. Go to the future. You get their spring collection. You wear it to their runway show.
Yeah.
And you go, ooh.
I mean, look, but if you were wearing it to the... I mean, that's... Look, I think that's great. But then there's a chance that they'll, like... People will be like, oh, he probably just works here.
They probably just give them out to people who work here before the show.
Well, they thought they could think that you're a model. you know?
Oh, thank you. Well, Alistair.
You know. No, but, you know, they're always looking for weird looks and things like that, you know?
Stop it.
You know, they're going, oh, we need a guy who looks like he teaches woodwork. I mean, that could be the look that they go for. I know, Andy, you'll only look like a guy who teaches woodwork in about 25 years.
That's because that'll be my dad, and he taught woodwork, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. I just, Andy, it doesn't matter. I didn't have that in my mind when I said that.
No offense taken.
I've written down the audit thing.
Yeah, okay, great. Can we put in time machine to be ahead of trends?
Okay, yeah.
Like it is going to be a competition to define what time travel is for, you know, and to be the first person to use, you know, because it's all about framing, you know, and the way people see time travel will be defined by the first few things that we do with time travel.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe this isn't so bad. Doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. I wonder if the person... I think if somebody goes back in time, you would want them to still continue to be able to communicate with the present time, wouldn't you?
Interesting. Why?
Well, kind of like sending somebody to the moon, right? If you're sending somebody back in time, you want somebody to be able to report in real time, to tell you what's happening, whether anything is... affected their body in some negative way. Because we don't know whether sending something back in time will keep them in this dimension or send them to another dimension. Yeah. What kind of time travel is it?
We don't know if we can breathe the air in the past.
If you go back in time, right? If you were to take a time machine now, you go back in time 100 years, the solar system would not be in the same place.
That is a real issue.
So, I mean, how accurately you have to also move us in space to back where the thing is, and how have you traced the movement of...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The solar system to get back there.
Be great if we found out that all planets had a MAC address. Because at the moment I feel like they have ISPs and they're not fixed ISPs, right?
Oh, man.
No, not ISPs. What's that number?
IP numbers?
IP numbers. At the moment they have IP numbers, but they're not fixed IP numbers.
Oh, man, I'm having trouble following this one.
Oh, already. Me too. Don't worry, Al. I'm as lost as you are.
All right. Well, you have to start telling me what a MAC address is.
The MAC address is the one that refers to the individual device.
Okay.
Right? So I believe that your phone will have a MAC address, and whatever network and wherever you take that phone, it defines that individual device.
Yeah.
But the IP address is to do with the connection point that you have to the internet. So that can change and be updated over time, almost randomly. And I think that's what it's like with the planets moving through the universe.
Sure.
They're always in a different location. And to refer to them, there's no fixed point. But if there was a MAC address for each planet that we could then fix our time travel unit to so that you always transport to that physical location on the planet, but not the
but within the data would be all the information of it up until this point.
Yeah.
And so like where its position and its time and where its direction and all that kind of stuff. All that important stuff.
Sounds like a bit of a blockchain kind of a thing.
Oh, probably maybe we could use blockchain. I don't know, Andy.
Yeah,
I don't know. Right. I don't really know how that would work. But what I was thinking while you were talking.
Oh, okay.
was about how what we need is a modern – it's sort of similar, but what we need is sort of like a modern-day version of the Watchman, You know, like the Watchtowerman.
Yes. Okay. Right? Interesting.
So somebody like it's essentially like a like one of these space telescopes.
Yep.
Right. But you put it up there, and it's always looking in all directions.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Right?
And it's just keeping track of everything.
And it's in a fixed location.
Well, it's just up in space above us somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's looking in all directions.
Yeah.
Right? So obviously, there's going to be some things that are blocking its vision.
Yep.
We could have more than one.
Okay, so they can see around stuff.
Potentially. Yeah. You know, again, it's not going to be flawless, but it'll just track.
It's great that you're willing to admit that up front.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people with these big schemes, they're perfectionists or they're obsessives.
They ignore the idea that things have limits.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
You say it's not going to be perfect. My universe-wide locating system, sure, it'll have its teething issues.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
But we just need something that can look 24 hours a day.
Yes.
Right? And it can label things.
Yep.
It can go, all right, that's that planet. No, that's that star.
It can recognize them all.
It can recognize them all, but it probably doesn't need to re-recognize them because once it sees it, it'll keep tracking it and all the other ones will. I mean, obviously, if a planet moves in the way or whatever, it won't just go like, what the hell's happened? Right?
Yep.
It just needs to be smart enough to just keep an eye on everything.
Yep.
Right? And then anytime something moves,
yep,
they'll be like, what's that? And then it'll start figuring it out.
Yep.
Right? That's all.
And so that'll be what tells us where to go when we travel through time.
Potentially. I mean, I think it'll just be a good thing to have.
You're right.
I mean, like, you know, the time travel aspect of it, I'm having trouble with at the moment to reconnecting it back to that. I was just telling you what I was thinking about while you were talking about MAC addresses.
Oh, okay. No, that's great. Something to keep track of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we would learn a lot if we were, rather than like looking in one spot for a little bit.
Which seems to be what the scientists are doing at the moment, which is crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. We just have one thing or many things that are looking all the time at everything.
Honey, have you seen my keys? No, I've been staring at the space between the fridge and the microwave for the last 6 months.
Mm.
It's not helping anyone.
Exactly.
That's from our popular series, Things Only People Who Live With Deep Space Astronomers
Experience.
Understand. Yeah.
Is that another series of videos for college
humor?
Yeah,
that's another college humor one.
Things.
Are you writing this down?
Things.
Man, once again, the bar for getting on this show, I never understand it.
The things that people who live...
I feel like I'm possibly in the best position to understand what it takes to get a sketch up on two in the think tank. And I don't get it. So if anyone in the audience knows, man.
With deep space astronomers? Deep space astronomers.
Don't even know if that's a real profession. It's got to be, right? Deep space astronomers. Not those near space astronomers. Yuck.
Well, I just think this fits a format of like, you know, things people from Sydney say. Mm. Shit people from Sydney say.
Mm.
It fits that, but it also has the absurdity of it, of like making fun of those things.
It does, it's true.
Whilst also still being something that we could have some fun with, imagining the kinds of things that deep space astronomers do just around the house.
Great.
Eh?
Probably stuff that's very similar to you and me.
Yeah, but you know, maybe they use the, you know, they got the, you know, when they're finished with the toilet roll,
yeah,
they put it to their eye for a bit and then they just spend the time looking at the wall and, you know.
So they're idiots.
Well, what you're confusing with idiocy is it's the idiosyncrasies of their job that are translated into their everyday life that doesn't seem to quite make as much sense in their everyday life.
What
than
about
it does in
their
so
job. You give them a party pie and you say to them, "Can you pop this in the microwave?"
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they say to you, "Well, actually, at the moment, we're all currently bathed in the cosmic background microwave radiation of the Big Bang."
Yeah.
So it's in the microwave
exactly
right now.
If any microwave is going to be the microwave, it's definitely...
Should be that one.
This one seems to be a take top tier.
This is just a microwave.
Yeah.
Can you pop this in a microwave?
This is, in fact, a dirty microwave.
Dirty microwave.
Andy.
Is that five sketch ideas?
That is, but we've got words from a friend.
A friend.
Well, we've never met our friend here, but he's a listener.
But I hold them as close to my bosom as I do, I want to say, people who Nipple were in clip? My drama class in year 12.
Did you hold them to your bosom? Because that's kind of a thing people do in drama where
somebody rests
in your chest and pretends to be sad.
Yep.
What's kind of nice, though, is hugging somebody while they're crying.
I've never done it.
No?
No.
So when somebody cries, somebody who you care about.
Yeah, yep.
I'm well
aware of this,
yeah.
Surrounded by this.
Yeah, and so do you just let them, you just get, leave them to sort of, I guess I'll let you work that out?
Yeah, I'll leave you alone. You probably want your privacy, I say.
Rather than my emotional support.
To my 16-month-old child.
Yeah.
Well, this must be embarrassing for you. I don't want you to feel a fool.
Feel like you're being watched.
Yeah, especially in front of someone that you look up to, me.
And who really understands how embarrassing crying is. Mm. All right, our three words come from Shane Trewartha.
Oh, yes, I know Shane Trewartha.
Yeah?
Big fan? Yeah, interact with him on Twitter sometimes.
Great.
Legend.
Yeah, absolute. Dead set.
Dead set. Stone cold.
Stone cold. Lego. Right? And his three words are parallelogram.
Yes.
Specificity. Shunt.
Oh. See... This is great. If anything, this is the most brutal of all the three-word donations that we've had so far.
I mean, and all the donations are brutal in their own way, it feels.
But this has gone to the very core of me. Okay, yeah. Well, shunt, I'm immediately thinking Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, yeah, shunting trucks.
Shunting trucks.
And hauling freight.
Hauling freight.
So is that the only way?
There are two, there are four, there are six, there are eight.
Yeah, shunting trucks and hauling freight. Red and green and brown and blue.
They're a really useful crew. Yeah,
all with different roles to play round Tidmouth Shed so far away. And far away, something like that? Round the hills and down the bend. No, wait. Down the hills and round the bend. Thomas and his friends.
That's inaccurate, though. Because trains generally do go round hills rather than down hills.
But occasionally there are some tracks. I mean, I remember a story where they do ask Gordon, because it's snowing, to go around the hill.
Yeah.
But he says, this hill's not too hard for me.
And then they have two alternate tracks. One for the reckless trains.
Yeah.
They go straight up the hill.
Yeah. Well, it's only reckless when it's slippery. It could save time when it's good weather.
Oh, there's a real lesson in that.
Mm.
I don't know if you realize. They might not have realized at the time when they...
I don't know if they were thinking of putting a moral in there when somebody was acting the fool.
Yeah. Anyway...
So shunting. Is there any other context in which you can shunt?
I believe you put shunts in when you're doing like some sort of heart surgery. You might put a shunt in.
A stent?
I'm thinking of a stent. Yeah, I think there might also be a shunt.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, right in.
But shunting is kind of ramming. Is that right?
Alistair, I just want to stop you there.
Yeah.
Because it's just occurred to me. I got to talk about Harry's shavers.
Oh, yeah.
Harry's shavers are... Alistair, I am about to go home and shave.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could use it.
Well, I've done the first level because I had quite a beard for a while.
Yeah, right.
And it got a bit unbearable
mm-hmm.
in my relationship. Right?
Oh, things are starting to break down.
Well, when you're kissing someone and when you have a beard,
yeah,
in a way you're mostly kissing your own beard. I think that you probably don't realize.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had enough of a beard to do this, but once it gets to the point where it's over your lips,
yeah,
you're kissing your own beard.
So it kind of shields you from the world.
Yeah. 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 In so many ways.
And
now I'm fully exposed. I did that shave with the machine to get the edges off, but I'd run out of Harry's shaver cream.
Yeah, right.
Just got some more. And so I'm going to go home and I'm going to do that shave and I'm going to have such a bloody good time.
Right.
Because I love that cream.
So are you saying that Harry's shavers allow you to reconnect with the world and
that's right. They tear down barriers.
They tear down barriers.
Every time I'm about to do this, mm-hmm. I say to myself in the mirror, Mr. Gorbachev, shave off this beard.
You know, I've heard many people say that Nietzsche's mustache was a mask that he wore to hide from the world. Because you don't see Nietzsche when you see the mustache. All you see is the mustache.
That's right. Yes. I bought several books that turned out that were just by the mustache. Because I thought, wow. You know, because after obviously Nietzsche died, the moustache knew it was onto a good thing and it continued to churn out the popular Nietzsche series of books. But obviously Nietzsche himself was the man behind it and he did all the interesting stuff. And when the moustache tried to strike out on its own, it just wasn't.
Well, I think it did kind of like a speaking tour.
It did a speaking tour,
It kind of, I think it was actually the moustache that passed on its information to the Nazis.
That's right.
And caused...
Well, it passed it on to Hitler's moustache.
To Hitler's moustache, obviously. Because only moustaches speak moustache.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They understand human.
Yes.
Which is what I call English.
And what people don't know is that it was actually Hitler's moustache that was doing all the speeches.
Wow.
Yeah. It would jump up and down, making his mouth move, and it would.
And so that's why you should get Harry's shavers to shave off those evil, dictator-like, poor philosopher.
You just realize that you're deep into talking about Hitler, and you're supposed to be doing Harry's shavers then.
I know, but I mean,
I'm not sure how far they'd want us to go into that.
Well, I mean, what we're saying is that facial hair can be evil.
Yes.
And so when you reconnect with the world by removing that hair.
Tearing down that wall.
Removing that sort of fur consciousness that is laying on your face, that is whispering things into your mouth.
And tearing families apart.
Tearing families apart. That's why you need Harry's shavers.
$13 worth, special offer, right, for our listeners. $13 worth of free shaving gear.
Holy moly.
You get yourself a nice weighted handle. You get yourself a beautiful five-blade razor, including a little blade that you can turn around the other way. Use it to get under your nostrils.
Is that included in the five blades?
That's an extra blade.
Wow.
I think it's really six. And you get the shaving cream, which I love, and you get a little travel case. I've said this before. I'll say it again. Harry's, you've got to make a version of that shaving cream that I can eat. Because I will eat it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A full cream pie.
Yeah.
Gel cream pie.
Yes.
Scented.
That I can plunge my face into like in a cartoon, eat some, withdraw my face, and then shave using the cream that's stuck to my frontal region.
Absolutely. Cream pie that your face gets stuck into, and rather than it being humiliating like in a Three Stooges sketch, it is people look at you longingly at how good a meal you must be having.
Exactly. Yeah. Harrys.com/thinktank to get that special $13 worth of free shaving gear offer. Sorry about all the Hitler stuff. And anyway, where were we? We were talking about shunting. And what are our other two words? Parallelogram.
Yeah. And specificity.
Now, this is my problem with parallelogram.
Mm-hmm.
The word parallel in general. I never know where the L's go.
Yeah, I think it's double L, then L.
Two L's, then one L?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, well, now I know. All right, I'll always remember it from now on then.
Oh, wait. Yeah, parallel. Parallel.
So the L.
Parallel.
Lelogram.
Parallelogram.
Oh, is that how it's pronounced?
Et loud.
And specificity.
So now, is a parallelogram just a
four-sided shape.
But it's a rectangle kind of on its side.
That's right, yes.
So both both angles are both sets of lines are parallel to each other.
Yes.
How is a rectangle a parallelogram?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
In fact, it is a specific type of parallelogram, hence the specificity.
Yeah, right.
And really, if you think about it, hauling trucks.
Shunting trucks.
Shunting trucks and hauling freight. Trucks are really just an example of a rectangle, aren't they?
Yeah.
So a parallelogram specificity shunt is a very direct reference to Thomas the Tank Engine.
Right, because these are kind of angry trucks in Thomas.
Yeah.
They're sort of the grumpy, they're the...
Why, as they're always being bashed around.
They're always being bumped into.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like one of those... I mean, look, I don't want to... You know, obviously, we just use this as a launching pad, but, you know, you hear of people who've had chronic pain all their lives and then they get a knee replacement and suddenly they're not these grumpy people that you've always known them to be because it's their horrible...
They had a bad knee.
They had a bad knee this whole time.
Right? An evil knee.
It was the evil knee that was a part of them, sort of like a mustache, let's say, that's whispering evil into your... Well, what if the evil was coming from within?
Yes. Isn't it interesting that both bad knees and very often bad people refuse to bend? You know?
That's true.
Yeah. Like you know, you get your dictators who only want to do things one way.
And a bad knee.
A bad knee is very much the same.
It's more of a flexibility issue.
Mm.
So do you think stretching would stop bad people?
It's possible.
Look, what I'm trying to do with this this angry trucks thing in Thomas the Tank Engine is I'm trying to look at this idea that this is a show that is very much about morals and trying to be on the right side of, you know, politeness and history and good manners and everything like that. But everybody is really mean about these trucks. And what's right in front of us is the fact that maybe the reason why these trucks are so mean is because they're so mistreated by these people who kind of seem to have a higher status, such as these tank engines.
They could also have that acquired brain injury that a lot of footballers have.
Mm.
I think that's interesting.
And so built within this show that is working so hard to be, you know, so polite and so good and good-natured and blah, 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 is actually real lessons in how the world doesn't even see how it makes the world a worse place through its mistreatment of people.
Yeah.
And the creation of hierarchies.
A parallelogram specificity shunt.
Yeah.
I think, what about, because there was a big inquiry into brain injury in the NFL, right? I say we do a big inquiry into brain injury in Thomas the Tank Engine.
I think even it could even just be a sketch into the plight of these people who are just dismissed as angry trucks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the brain injuries could be an aspect of it, but I think what we're looking at is a mistreated people, a mistreated a subculture.
Yeah.
Of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are they called? They're called the angry trucks. They're not called angry trucks, but...
Coal trucks or something, are they called?
No, there's like a name that basically says grumpy or angry or something like that that kind of is associated with...
Crotchety?
Them. Mm.
Irritable?
Can your crotch be crotchety? Does it come from crotch?
I don't know about the intersection between the crotch, crotchety... And crochet. I don't know where how they all overlap.
The C-R-O-C-H or it's T-C-H?
C-R-O-T-C-H.
All of them?
I think so, yeah.
That's got it reeks of a Greek word somewhere in there, right?
It reeks of Greek.
It reeks of Greek.
It's got the reek of Greek about it.
It's got the Greek reek. I'll take us through the sketch ideas.
Yes.
We got the, it's either a credit sequence for other things or if dining was more like cinema.
Yes.
The idea that, you know.
Thank you.
What if other industries, gave credit to everybody, But also, what if you had hors d'oeuvres that were trailers for other meals that you're not having?
Yes.
We got a Jackass group, you know, as they age, how do they transform as artists?
Mm.
You know, like what happens to them once they go through their Christian phase, let's say,
yeah.
or once they go electric.
Or they go back and they do reinterpretations of a lot of, I guess, Buster Keaton's
yeah, those kinds of ideas, like, or just bum fights that they yeah. watched.
Like if they had one stunt that they'd always been wanting to pull off themselves, almost like Peter Sellers with the movie Being There.
Oh, right.
And, once they did it, actually it was incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, right. I would like to see that. And then the other alternative to this sketch is just an extreme prank group, but it is Christian. So the way that they have like hard rock, Christian hard rock or something like that, what would that look like?
Yeah.
Then we have the audit of Jackass expenses. This is a sort of a scenario in which maybe the accountant is looking into the expenses and he's finding that, there's actually kind of some laundering of money or some pilfering of money. And it's like, well, in the buying of, let's say, 2,000 dildos for this kind of
they matador, aren't actually able to account for all of those dildos.
Where are these dildos?
Yeah.
You know, it's essentially Taken, but with, it's the movie Taken, but with finances.
Yeah.
For an extreme prank group such as Jackass and dildos.
That is a pitch.
Yeah.
If ever I heard one.
We got Time Machine to be... you take a time machine to be ahead of trends or in the zeitgeist.
Yes.
Other reasons to sort of take a time. There's also things that people who live with deep space astronomers would understand. Things that only people who live with deep space astronomers would understand.
Mm.
And then, of course, we have the...
about another one?
The inquiry.
Things that only people who understand the English language, speak the English language, would understand. Right, and it's just a series of basic phrases.
Mm.
Have you seen my aunt? Which way to the toilet? How much does it cost for a bag of fresh meat? Those kinds of phrases.
Yeah, so poaching eggs can be tedious.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a whole YouTube channel.
Do you write that one down as well?
Yeah.
I still don't get it.
Andy, that's a clear idea.
Yeah, great.
It's a clear idea. It has a beginning and an end. And has endless variations.
You're just a sucker for clarity. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And then also there's the inquiry into the mistreatment of angry trucks and their, the way that they've just been mischaracterizes angry when it's actually the societal pressure that's on them and the brain injuries that have been caused. Thank you, Shane Trawartha.
We loved having you listen to this episode.
Oh my god!
This is probably my favorite episode to have had you listen to.
Yeah, even though
you guys listened really well.
Yeah, even though it might not have been the best episode we've ever done, it was the best episode that you guys listened to. Yeah. I mean, that you guys were listening.
You listened to it.
The
so
way that you listened to it was the best.
Yes.
You can find us on Twitter at Two in Tank.
I'm at Stupid Old Andy.
I'm at Alistair TB.
Thank you very much for Harry's Shavers for support. I've got to learn what they're called. Harry's Shavers for supporting the show today.
Thank you so much.
Harry's.com/thinktank.
Thank you to Planet Broadcasting for having us part of your network.
You're very patient with us.
Thank you to all of you who have reviewed us on iTunes and who will continue to review us on iTunes if you want. Thank you to that. And thank you to anybody who has been involved in the Patreon. $3 gets you a...
You're wonderful. We've recorded the first of our bonus episodes for Patreon supporters.
We're starting to do bonus episodes at some point. We're going to have a bonus episode tier.
Yes, that's right. And a tier. And we love you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.